are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Customers who complain are the best friends any business can have. Repeat, the customers who complain are your best friends. Treasure the complainers. I'm sure this runs counter to what most of you feel about disgruntled customers. If you're like most business owners, dealing with complaints ranks right up there with a visit to the dentist. But there are some profound business truths that you ought to be aware of about customers with a complaint. One of the most exhaustive studies ever undertaken of consumer behavior was by a company called Technical Assistance Research Programs of Arlington, Virginia, TARP for short. The TARP studies found that only about 1 out of 25 people with a complaint about a business ever bothered telling anyone in that business that something went wrong. 96% of the time, people with a complaint will suffer in silence, but they will do something about it. TARP found that of those customers with a grievance who fail to complain about it, 63% will switch companies without ever telling anyone in the offending business why. 63%, almost 2 out of 3. They won't complain, they'll just start patronizing someone else. Stop and think about this. Sooner or later, every employee is bound to screw up in a way that annoys the customer. You know that. Nobody's perfect. Don't you think it would be good to know when that happens? But, according to the TARP studies, on average, 96 out of every 100 people who do have a complaint against your company will never tell you about it. And about 60 of those 96 people will take their business to someone else. And there's not a darn thing you can do about it if you don't know what's going on. That's why I say those other 4% are your best friends. People who let you know something is wrong are your best friends because they inform you that something is wrong, and that gives you a chance to correct the problem. But you can't very well fix a problem that you're never made aware of. Now I'd like to share with you another profound truth from the TARP researchers. They found that of the customers who do take time to complain and receive a satisfactory response, 70% of them become the firm's most loyal customers. Ever notice how reformed sinners become some of the most avid churchgoers? Same principle here. If a customer complains and you bend over backward to resolve that complaint, that customer will be impressed. He or she is likely to become one of your biggest boosters. And you need some big boosters. That's because of yet another finding by the TARP researchers. They found that if you excel at customer service, each satisfied customer will tell, on average, 3 other people how much they like you. That's the good news. The terrible news is that if they are dissatisfied with your performance, they will tell, on average, 15 other people about it. This means bad news travels 5 times farther than good news. This means that for every dissatisfied customer, you need to come up with 5 others who love you in order to cancel out the negative effects of the one who badmouths you to everyone in sight. Do you understand the implications of what I'm saying? Number 1, it means that you need to find ways to encourage customers to speak up when they have a complaint. Number 2, you need to do everything in your power as a small business owner or employee to resolve those complaints so that the customer becomes a big fan of your business. It's called making lemonade out of lemons. Let's address the first issue. How can you encourage customers to speak up when they have a complaint? One of the best things a service contractor can do in this regard is to make himself accessible to complainers. I firmly believe that the owner himself ought to be the one handling most customer complaints. Put your direct focus.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.